My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, I got to be honest. I saw a headline about this on Friday or Saturday, but I never actually clicked on it. Wow. So I was kind of unaware of Sydney Sweeney breaking the internet. Were you aware that Sydney Sweeney broke the internet?
I've only seen the pictures about 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
So is this the one where she's on the boat?
Yes. Yeah, so I just put it up. If you haven't seen it, I put it up on Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram in our stories. I don't know. I guess I'm not plugged in. I don't really go on Instagram that often. I put some stuff up there for the show. So I feel like a bit of adult. EB, did you know that she broke the internet on Friday?
Yes.
You had seen all the photos?
Yes.
I missed it. And Jason clearly missed it because you're not even on Instagram.
No. I'm just looking at the photos now.
I'm not sure I saw them on Instagram. I mean, I saw them. I may have seen it because a tweet alluded to them. But yeah, I mean, I see why people paused. I mean, they're a show.
I mean, they're just a bunch of ass shots. And yeah. She's been known for her boobs. Boat with another girl and, I don't know, just a couple dudes.
What's her boyfriend deal? Is her husband deal? Is she married? What's her deal?
I don't think she is married. Is she?
I thought she had a boyfriend.
I don't see a ring. Okay. Not that she needs a ring to be married, but you would assume she would have a ring. I don't see one.
She definitely has at least a boy toy. I think she might even be married. I don't know.
I think you're
Jonathan
right.
DeVino. I think it's her fiance.
Fiance, yeah.
And I'll be honest, he's probably rich. I'll give him that. He's not the best looking guy. Like, he's fine, but he's not a showstopper. He's not a male model or anything.
Right.
Looks like somebody, you know, Valdez is as good as looking as this guy.
Right. I'm sure he's got plenty of money.
Yeah, unfortunately, probably does.
Yeah.
I couldn't even eat my Chipotle on Friday.
You were just...
my hand was trembling.
A lot of zooming in, too.
Yeah. What's your favorite pick?
The main one, the thirst trap.
The very first one?
Yeah, where she...
Where she's standing clearly there, she's holding some ropes or something.
Well, she clearly gives herself a wedgie and made it look more thong like than it originally was.
Is that true?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, let those cheeks hang.
Right. I mean, everyone's all about the cheeks now. Cheeks are so hot right now, Valdez. It's the summer of cheeks.
Those are some king cheeks.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there like a like a producer or like, it wasn't even a producer, but just somebody like a casting director that was trashing her, saying that she wasn't even that good looking and,
yes,
didn't get the Sydney Sweeney sort of hype.
Haters like to call her mid. They say her face is mid.
I mean,
mid-level.
That's what they say.
Faces are overrated. I mean, let's be honest.
No.
I'm
So this was the talk of IG over the weekend.
Well, I mean, I kind of missed out on it. It's just one that gets retweeted a lot, or whatever, shows up in people's algorithms a lot.
I feel like we've seen pictures like this of her a lot.
Does she have a?
I think she mostly featured her boobs. She was more of a jugs. That's what she's known. And one of them stealing from either Valdez. I don't know who said it. She's clearly a two-tool player.
Hey,
she's got more than just the jugs.
Give her credit. She's kind of in her own little title of her post. She says, I think they call this a thirst trap. She's kind of, you know, making fun of herself a little bit for putting the pics out there.
But look, she
I don't even know why she's famous, honestly, other than she has big jugs.
She's an actress.
I don't know what she's in.
She was in White Lotus.
Yeah,
which was a very popular show on HBO Max.
Yeah.
She's done movies.
Euphoria.
But like when she did the Saturday Night Live hosting, a lot of the skits were about her boobs.
I see that Drab liked it.
Well, of course.
I know.
I mean, also,
is that kind of embarrassing? You're not supposed to like those.
No. Here's why.
Yeah.
I get a pass because she's from Spokane.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure
if she was from, I don't know, Boise or something, you wouldn't.
He wouldn't care as much.
I wouldn't care as much.
Would you like it?
I'm a guy. I like beautiful women.
You're allowed to like it, but usually
I don't do that kind of stuff.
But you officially like it.
Unless I know you or I'm proud of you. And I'm proud of her. She's from great actress, very talented, from Eastern Washington.
Very talented.
I'm pretty sure that's Loon Lake where my parents have a cabin. There's a lot of lakes up there that look. I was doing a lot of zooming in on the horizon, not so much her booty, to try to figure out what lake she was on.
Right.
She's enjoying her summer.
Good for her.
How are you?
Empire.
How old is she? What's her deal? What is she, like 27, 26. 28?
Yeah. Says 26. Yeah.
26.
And you're right. She is engaged to that dude.
She's engaged. Yeah. I thought she had like a fairly significant other. Is he in any of these pics? It's not the guy that's laying down there, is it?
I don't think so.
No. Brunette with the curly hair?
No. This is like an Italian guy. Let me find out his net worth.
The fiance's? Yeah.
Says he's just a Chicago businessman.
Yeah, he's probably loaded. Is she So she's from Spokane, so where'd she meet this dog? Did she go to college?
Hollywood, probably.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not up on her education.
You didn't do it.
She briefly attended UCLA.
She went to UCLA briefly.
Yep.
Then she
got into TV.
She took the jugs to TV.
She took the jugs.
Remember,
she
She owes her mom all the credit because she wanted to get a boob reduction when she was, I don't know, senior in high school or right after that. And her mom said, you'll be glad you didn't do this when you're older.
Mm.
I guess they were so massive.
I mean, honestly,
it was a big problem.
By these pics, I don't even notice her boobs. You know what I mean? But these pics, this set. They're not highlighted.
She's showing you another side of her.
Yeah. Right.
So
I'm surprised Rom hasn't recreated it.
I'm trying to do a deep dive. It says here that they were first noticed together at the Emmy Awards, and that he's part of the hospitality industry. So maybe she came into one of his restaurants. Don't know.
Probably.
How they met.
Probably. Does she have pictures of him on her Instagram, or is it all her? Most Hollywood chicks, looks like every pic on her Instagram is literally just her.
He probably DM'd. Isn't that the way that people meet nowadays? He probably sent her
into her DMs.
And then they went out on a date or whatever. She came to his restaurant, and then the rest is history. They made it happen.
My God. I mean, literally every picture on her Instagram is her.
That's how she makes her money.
I know. It's just kind of annoying.
Is she getting paid by the...
21 million.
Is she getting paid by the whatever company makes that bathing suit?
I'm sure
she's got to be.
I'm sure she makes some money.
Oh, you think this
in
was
a bunch
ad?
Of ways?
You think this was an ad?
Well, I'm just guessing. I mean,
the only time for place where you media. See the logo is the last picture, right? Of the
oh, you can't
bathing
see the logo?
Suit. I can't really see it.
I don't know. I just figure she's getting paid by it.
Doesn't have the hashtag ad, but I wouldn't be stunned.
Yeah, it was spreading like absolute wildfire. I mean, within probably 10 minutes of it being up on Instagram, it was fired off in our group chat. I was Uber.
Who's in the group chat?
Just my roommates.
The boys.
Yeah, it's like six of us mm-hmm. or five of us. I mean, I got a couple group chats, but this was like my home group chat. And then Friday after the comedy show, 60-year-old Uber driver was talking about it. He knew about it. I mean, it was the talk of town. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere.
The talk of the town.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
We're talking more about this than Jaden Daniels.
Exactly. Hot off the presses.
You guys didn't talk about a dinner with David Falk, JP?
No, it didn't come up on Friday night, but I did have a good dinner with David Falk.
I
want to
hear about that.
So when I arrived there at Il Pizzico, really nice spot that I've driven by hundreds of times and never had been to, he was already seated at the table. And there was a...
He and his wife, right?
He and his wife, and there was already two bottles of wine there and a decanter with wine. And one of the first things he said, JP, he said, do you drink wine? I said, not really, but I can have a glass. And then he looked at my wife and he goes, can you guys hang? Mm-hmm. He actually said, can you hang?
Right.
And so I drank a bunch of wine
and
some cocktails with them, had a really good time.
More than your usual. You don't, because you drink maybe one, if you go out to dinner, one drink.
Correct.
And you had multiple.
I'll usually have like an IPA. If I'm feeling a little crazy, maybe a second IPA. But with David Falk there, who used to be Michael Jordan's agent, I didn't even look at the menu. I was just like, whatever he wants to get, like, because he's such a baller. You get there, he knows the waiter. Then the owner comes by. Everybody knows David Falk. The chef, Enzo, mm-hmm. he's awesome. The food was fantastic. My wife loved his wife. His wife's really nice. Got to know David in a different way. Like, I don't think we talked about any, like, basketball stories or anything like that. But he's
just
got
life stories.
He's got stories for everything. I mean, he loves his grandkids. He lives nearby. He loves the junkies.
Was I right when I predicted that he was going to talk 95% of the time?
No, because I think he does a move, which is a good move for anybody. He asks questions.
Yeah, but does he listen to the answer?
Yeah, or does he bust in?
That I don't know.
And give you a story based on whatever answer you're going
to
give.
Yeah, give you about 2 seconds to answer, and then he's off and running.
But it was a really nice spot. Enzo said he wants all of us to come there for lunch one day
and
hook us up.
Why do I know Enzo?
You don't. He's just a typical...
Is he the owner or is he just the chef?
He's the head chef.
Okay.
From Sicily.
I'm sized.
So I'm sure the food was awesome.
It was
nothing better than the chef, like a head chef at a nice restaurant inviting you out.
Right. And then by the end of the night...
Nothing better than that.
I mean...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think David Falk made the right move. Not for his wife necessarily, but they took an Uber.
Yeah.
And that was probably a smart move.
Did they leave their car
there? Can you hang? No, he didn't bring a car. He took an Uber.
Took an Uber both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah.
But his can you hang, like, I did drive back, so I maybe had a glass and a half of wine. But at the end of the night, he also said, gotta have Sambuca. Ooh. Gotta have Sambuca at the end of the night to wash it down. So we had the Sambuca at the end.
So you had multiple glasses of wine.
And a shot of Sambuca. But it was...
you didn't have a cocktail?
No.
So you just had the two glasses of wine, maybe three, and then the Buca.
Definitely under three.
All right.
Maybe like 1.5 glasses of wine. I'm not a big wine.
And of course, David.
But the wine was really good.
Of course, David picked up the check.
Yeah, I offered. And he said, I said next time.
Well, I mean, yeah, two next bottles of wine just sitting there. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to show up with bottles of wine. And I don't know if he brought those to be uncorked or not. Because, I don't know, we were supposed to meet at 7.
He probably ordered them there and they just started airing them out.
Or 7:30. And we got there a couple minutes after and he was already seated and just.
Did he tell you any stories that you'd heard before? Did you repeat stories?
I don't think so. Right. I think it was more about...
He is a great storyteller.
I learned about how he met his wife. That was a great story.
Yeah, I would have said, who Syracuse. Cares about that? Tell me an MJ story.
His parents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
give me the MJ stuff. John Thompson.
Did he ever say this is off the record and then told you?
No.
He didn't say that.
No.
That's what I want to hear. Off the record.
No, it was actually a really good time. Because this is interesting... I mean, we usually go out with people that are of similar age to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
In our simple stratosphere. This was a guy, he's 20 years older than us, and he's
what's David's
hundreds
net worth?
Of millions of dollars.
What's his net worth? $300-400 million at least?
I mean, who knows?
Got to be up there.
I remember when we did the Table Manners episode with him.
Yeah.
I want to say, I don't remember who asked the question, but somebody said, so you sold your company for $100 million. He said more.
Yeah, right.
That is always... been in my brain.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't his name on, is it the David Falk School of Law at Syracuse?
It's not the School of Law.
Oh, it's not the law school.
Maybe School of Business or,
oh, okay.
or Sports Business, Sports Management. I probably should know that.
Yeah.
Because my son wants to go there.
Yeah, well, there's your in.
Yeah. So it was a good time. Good time Friday night, but we did not talk about Sydney Sweeney. Maybe I should have. Been interesting to see the reaction.
Is he on like social media, Falk? He doesn't strike me as a guy that's probably even on social media at this point.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would guess not.
We should do an invite, Valdez, where we could go over. Didn't he invite us to play on his sim or something in his house?
Oh, that'd be nice.
You could definitely make it happen.
Yeah,
and we could definitely make a round at Woodmont.
Okay.
You want to play Woodmont?
Yeah, I mean, I've played before, but sure.
Yeah. Woodmont's a great course.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm up for it.
So Sydney Sweeney broke the internet, but Jason had no idea. I saw a headline, hadn't seen the pictures until I went behind the glass.
Well,
I feel like I missed out.
Well, you can see why. All I got, you know, takes about 2 seconds. This stops you dead in your tracks if you're a living, breathing human.
All right, when we come back, we'll open up the Junkies Sports page. We'll fill you in on some sports news beyond the Commanders and NFL preseason. Here on the Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.